This is a time of fulfillment. There was once a drug addict named Jason who was convicted and imprisoned for attempted murder. While in prison, he underwent a spiritual conversion. And it happened in this manner. One night, after the lights were out, he was in his cell, lying in his bunk, when it suddenly occurred to him there was a mess that he would make of his life. He would ruin everything, and there wasn't anything admirable about his character. And he didn't have a single major accomplishment of which he could be very proud. And for the first time, Jason honestly admitted to himself that his life was a mess, was a waste, and he was an utter failure as a person. At that moment, when Jason had hit bottom, God's grace broke through. The humble and the heartbroken prisoner was suddenly overwhelmed with the realization that everything that he had heard about God but never really believed. And it was true. For him, he realized that God existed, that he loved him, and he wanted to forgive him. Jason suddenly needed and wanted to pray, but he didn't know how, other than talking out loud and speaking to the Lord from his heart. That would have been fine, except Jason didn't want his cellmate John to overhear. So he waited a long time until he was sure that John was asleep. Then he quietly crawled out in his bunk, got down on his knees, and began praying for his heart. Jason spoke to the Lord of all his regrets and all his sorrows, his disappointments, his fears, and his sincere desires to change, all the while whispering so he wouldn't be overheard. However, when he finished his prayer, another voice said amen with him. It turned out that John was awake, and he said, "I believe in God too." Then Jason and John then began talking to each other about God and their need for him, and continuing their sharing until the early in the morning. When they finally said good night, Jason said, "It is good to discover that God is finally with us." And to this, John's response, "I think in that God is always with us. It's just that we are not always with him." Yet John had to be looked at in prison cell before he truly discovered that God was with him. We don't need that sort of radical experience in our life. But sometimes it happens. But we probably do need to make more time and space for the Lord in our life. God always is with us. And the beginning of this Lent and through the whole Lenten season, it is opportunity to make a special effort to be with him. This is a time of fulfillment we heard in the gospel, a time to grow in grace and to admit our sins and to put our faith into practice. Lent is not a time of sorrow and penitential acts alone, but also it's a time to rejoice in our faith and to live it out in a positive and committed way. To believe involves not only the mind, but also the heart. And because our Lord's message is good news overall, instead of only making sacrifices, we might also want to do something extra of positive nature. That's why from now on, you will hear that our message for this Lenten season is our hope is in the resurrection. Yes, we're going to be celebrating the passion, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are preparing ourselves to see him die. But above all, the most important message, besides him being crucified for our sins, and by that crucifixion will be our forgiveness, we are hoping for the resurrection, and we are hoping for the eternal life, and we are hoping for that encounter with Jesus Christ.